Under pressure to make healthier snacks, companies like Kraft, Mars, Danone, and Pepsi say they'll change what they sell in schools. New guidelines say things like M&Ms or granola bars should have no more than 35% of their calories from fat. There are also limits for salt and sugar. Milwaukee pediatrician Joseph Skelton says the agreement might help curb childhood obesity somewhat, but he says snack makers could do more.
They're not setting a minimum of fiber, so you know, these children who might eat a processed fruit product are missing out on the most beneficial part of fruit, and that's the fiber.
Skelton runs a program out of Children's Hospital in Milwaukee. It helps youngsters whose weight has resulted in serious health problems. He's seen kids as young as 2 and some 4-year-olds who tip the scale at 100 pounds. Skelton says the excess weight has caused things like high cholesterol and insulin resistance.
Some of these children have even more serious illnesses such as sleep apnea, joint problems, chronic back pain.
Former President Bill Clinton and the American Heart Association brokered the deal with snack makers. Eric Valley is public relations director for the association. He says the agreement's voluntary and not all food coming into schools can be controlled.
There are many independent wholesalers and retailers that deliver foods to schools, plus through fundraising components, a lot of people are bringing foods into schools. So it's not something that we're going to be able to mandate.
What has been mandated are federally required school wellness policies. As of this year, each district had to come up with ways to improve student health. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.